Chapter 9, Digital Media Management and Social Media Maintenance. Digital Media Management. Digital media is text, audio, and VI content that can be transmitted over the internet or computer networks. Army PA content that is released on a website, blog, or social media platform will fall into this category, AR360-1. Digital media management is the process of communicating information across the command enterprise using an organization's digital tools, including unit websites, core, and social media platforms, to build an engaging online presence. Successful digital media management incorporates a digital media strategy. This strategy defines communication objectives and designs plans that leverage the appropriate digital platforms to inform, educate, and engage audiences in support of the commander's communication strategy. A digital media strategy and the overall digital media management process takes time and dedicated resources to develop and execute. Digital media management aligns the commander's objectives in support of DoD strategic narratives across the entire command enterprise. Generally, garrison commands and echelons at division level and above implement a digital media strategy. PA personnel develop both long-term digital media strategies for commands and event-based strategies in pursuit of singular goals or topics. PAOs balance digital media management, either at the enterprise level or in support of the higher echelon, with daily social media maintenance. Social media maintenance is the art of maintaining a dynamic and engaging social presence. It focuses mainly on daily social engagements at the organizational level and in support of higher echelons' digital media strategies. PA staffs maintain social media by systematically performing recurring tasks that lead to creating and posting various types of content. Social media maintenance has no defined start or finish. A digital media strategy has a defined goal or goals with measurable outcomes or return on investment that supports the commander's intent. PA personnel assess digital media strategies by the successful or unsuccessful completion of defined goals. To complete these goals, PA staffs ensure strategies have defined timelines, allocate resources deliberately, and digitally integrate the command enterprise. In the development process, PA personnel consider ways that digital media strategies support or complement larger Army initiatives. PA personnel factor the tie-in to the Army's organizational values and commander's vision. Effective digital media strategies define a purpose and an outcome. Rather than technology-centric, digital media management is relationship-centric, two-way communication, which requires consistent follow-up with audience engagement and synchronization within the command. Components of a digital media strategy. PA staffs develop a digital engagement strategy with a defined goal or objective if the topic or goal is of great enough importance or has command emphasis. The goal is a one-sentence statement to solve a core problem or seize an opportunity. Often, this sentence states the desired outcome to meet a challenge. The statement does not have to be in quantifiable terms. For example, the strategy could be decrease the number of drivers stopped for driving under the influence, or DUI. The goal of a digital media strategy is typically a broad one. PA staffs tailor the strategy to changing knowledge, attitudes, or behavior. It simply answers the question, what do we want to happen? To develop the strategy, PA staffs perform 8 tasks. Research background. Once PA staffs identify a goal for a digital media strategy, they conduct background research on the topic. When conducting background research, they consider 3 types of research: primary, secondary, and general topic. Primary research is information gathered firsthand by the PA staff member with social media management tasks. A social media manager is a PA member who has completed OPSEC Level 2 and has received all necessary training to publish on social media on behalf of the commander and the unit. PA staffs can collect information in many forms, including surveys, focus groups, and personal interviews or studying trends on the unit's social media sites. Secondary research is conducted by using pre-existing research found in online databases. This can include scholarly journals, census, and newspapers, as well as demographic information found in studies conducted by the Base Safety Office. At a minimum, PA soldiers conduct general topic research in support of communication goals. For example, the commander may have a goal to decrease the number of DUIs. In this case, soldiers research the number of DUIs in the command during a specified period, hours of work lost due to DUI infractions, financial impacts on soldiers, career impacts on soldiers, applicable regulations, and Army guidance. Such extensive research is essential to developing a coherent strategy. When planning to conduct research, PA staffs consider time constraints, personnel available to conduct the research, commander's intent, speed at which PA staffs must post the topic or content, knowledge about the topic, existing information about the topic, legal issues, when the topic concerns legal or law issues. Conduct analysis of background research. Once PA staffs gather all necessary background research, they analyze the research. The analysis should include assessments of social media trends, audiences, and agendas. It should also include identifying gaps in knowledge or capabilities, as well as identifying available and emerging platforms, formats, and best practices. Some analysis will include determining the current social media climate. Effective analysis involves analyzing narratives, counter-narratives, other communication trends and tactics, techniques, and procedures. Analyzing the background research also includes selecting tactics, techniques, and procedures from the analysis in support of social media strategy. Lastly, this analysis includes forecasting future effects of current conversations, engagements, and trends. When PA staffs conduct background research, they also perform a digital media audit. Conduct digital media audit. During a digital media audit, PA staffs focus on the organization's internal products as well as external social media platforms. The audit can be a general audit or specific to the goal of the digital media strategy. An internal audit focuses on organizational communication tools and determines those tools that already support the goal. Some examples of products to review include the following: organization social media platforms, command information products, official emails, press releases, all other communication products. An external audit focuses on other organizations' methods to reach the particular goal of the digital media strategy. An external audit can include other Army organizations as well as external organizations. For example, Mothers Against Drunk Driving has a social media presence that addresses the DUI topic. Part of auditing digital media includes looking at existing communication tools. Some communication tools might already focus on reaching a specific audience. For example, PA staffs might use social media to reach external audiences and use emails to reach internal audiences. PA staffs identify which communication tool best reaches which audience. The resulting information helps PA staffs determine the best engagement plan in support of the social media strategy. For each social media platform, they answer the following questions: who, what audience is using the platform? How many people follow the communication platform? What are the demographics of the audience for each platform? How is each platform currently being used? What key messages are currently used on each platform? This can help shape messaging later in the plan. Is the tone usually serious or lighthearted? Sudden jokes on a serious platform may damage the message being transmitted. What other stakeholders have interest or are related to the topic? What messages are other stakeholders posting about the topic? If surveys, analytics, or anecdotal data indicate most users of a particular social media platform are outside the internal audience, a different platform may work better to reach the internal audience. The opposite can be applied to email when trying to reach an external audience. If a particular social media site only has a few followers, PA staffs may not find it useful to use unless the followers are a key audience. Ideally, PA staffs organize the results of a social media audit into a table. Define objectives. Objectives aim to align efforts, increase transparency, and develop manageable, adaptable, and measurable courses of actions in support of a digital media strategy. PA staffs do not define objectives to identify shortcomings, but more to look at the factors that contributed towards success or failure. While developing objectives, PA staffs annotate the objective, its alignment or support for a competency, and its metric or key result. Most goals have three supporting objectives. The best formulated objectives result as measurable outcomes. There are often multiple objectives in support of a single goal. Define key results. A key result is a milestone. Objectives are directional and tell organizations where to go. PA staffs use key results to measure whether or not the organization achieves the objective. Effective PA staffs organize objectives and key results using a table. They follow these guidelines when developing key results in support of objectives. Clear key results to make the objective achievable. Quantifiable key results they tie to a number. Maximum of 4 key results per objective so they are measurable. Determine key audience. After PA staffs define objectives and key results, staffs use the background research and analysis to determine the key audience. First, PA staffs consider the following demographic categories when developing audience segments for the social media strategy: age, gender, affiliation, military, enlisted, officer, and other service, civilian, family members, retirees, and contractors, location, marital status, audience core values. Beyond demographics, PA staffs can benefit from developing personas and identifying affinities of the intended audience. Personas, which have roots in marketing, are research-based, archetypal, modeled representations of who audiences are, what they are trying to accomplish, and what goals drive their behavior, how they think, how they buy, and why they make buying decisions. Affinities are lifestyle interests of personas and their preferences for certain products or services, respectively. Development of personas provides information necessary so that PA staffs can select an applicable social media platform. After PA staffs identify the affinities of the intended audience, they select audience segments. These groups of people need to be informed to support the social media strategy and must be reached to achieve the goal and objectives. PA staffs identify several elements for each segment. These include demographics, behaviors, self-interests, attitudes, values, and media habits. PA staffs determine audience segments during the research section of the digital media strategy to create personas. Lastly, PA staffs create the content calendar and implementing strategy. Content is king. Once PA staffs identify the audiences, digital media platforms, and social media platforms, they create a content calendar. The content calendar identifies the type of communication product PA staffs will use, the associated text, and the social media platform. A table or spreadsheet can display the following content calendar tasks. Develop digital engagement strategy to deliver messages to personas, the tools and platforms used to engage each persona. Create a timeline. Select best available platform to engage appropriate audience. Identify content to deliver organizational messages. Compose social media posts for each platform. Assign release schedule to support overall objectives. Note: completion of the content calendar results in the template to implement the digital media strategy. Even if not implementing a strategy, a content calendar by itself is a useful tool for social media maintenance. Assess digital media strategy objectives. Once PA personnel implement the digital media strategy, they begin tracking effectiveness and assessing for achievement of objectives. Numerous tools exist to conduct assessments on government and social platforms. Government platforms include websites such as Digital Analytics Program, DAP, USA Search, and Go.USA. Social platforms discuss social media insights and analytics organic to social platforms. When assessing key results, PA personnel consider ways the results support the defined objectives. If PA staffs used surveys or focus groups, they conduct a follow-up measurement. When assessing social media outreach, PA staffs evaluate both qualitative and quantitative measurements. Qualitative data can be observed and recorded, whereas quantitative data can be assembled numerically. Qualitative results include anecdotal responses and message penetration as measured from key results, knowledge, attitude, behavior assessments, and surveys. Quantitative results include statistics and percentages that involve the number of reaches, impressions, social media likes, shares, retweets, net change in followers, and number of direct engagements. Coordinate distribution. Effective distribution of content is key to a successful digital media strategy. An effective strategy called the hub and spoke method achieves a dandelion effect. With this method, multiple units can act autonomously, but are guided by the priorities of and are synchronized with the United States Army brand enterprise. PA staffs achieve an optimal dandelion effect by coordinating up and down the enterprise at echelon. This coordination ensures sharing and cross-promotion of content. When PA staffs coordinate distribution properly, they maximize the amplification potential of content across key audiences. Social media maintenance. Social media assists in the telling of the Army story. More than ever before, social media is now almost unavoidable in our daily lives. PA personnel use it as a primary communication channel to engage the public and the media. The Army encourages commands, soldiers, families, and DA civilians to use social media safely and accurately to share their experiences and provide information. Commanders and PA professionals understand that social media represents a shift in the way Americans have traditionally communicated. Internet-based platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat provide new ways to connect, interact, and learn. Perceptions can be as powerful as the truth within social media. The internet moves good and bad information quickly. Social media platforms instantaneously connect users with a global network, making the transfer of information even more pervasive. This highly effective tool reaches large communities and audiences. Social media is a global and cultural phenomenon, and for many Americans, it has become a part of their daily activities. Social media allows soldiers to tell their story in an authentic and intimate manner, and is the integral piece of any digital media strategy. By interacting with soldiers, family members, DA civilians, and the public on social media platforms, the Army gives its audience increased confidence in and an environment for trusted information. Social media, as part of a commander's communication strategy, helps fulfill the commander's obligation to communicate with all stakeholders. It also provides another, often richer means of sharing information with internal and external audiences. Stakeholders increasingly use social media, which requires a digital media strategy, to meet these stakeholders where they are. Connecting with people. Social media broadly describes various digital communication platforms that allow for social networking. Social media connects people using digital communication technologies to share information and engage in conversations on topics of mutual interest. While specific mediums, platforms, and technologies may change in time, the overall trend of people connecting with other people using technology only increases. Social media is a powerful communications tool. When used correctly, social media can help an organization reach a much larger audience. Social media can help organizations engage in the conversation while promoting awareness of the organization's main communication priorities. However, not all Army organizations use social media effectively. Sub-optimization of social media often occur when organizations rush into social media before determining what it aims to achieve with social media platforms. Using social media effectively is a process and requires a digital media strategy, goals, manpower, and foresight. Establishing a social media presence. A social media presence extends beyond simply having social media accounts. It includes how the organization uses the accounts and how often they engage audiences. Most Army organizations use social media for online engagements in garrison and operational areas. Developing a successful social media presence does not happen overnight. It is a detailed process that requires extensive planning and execution. When establishing a new social media presence, PA professionals should get command approval. See approval of external presences in AR 360-1. Review official social media policies, guidelines, resources, and training. See the Army SlideShare website for presentations that discuss social media topics. Determine your audience. PA staffs identify the intended audience and research their social media habits. Stakeholders, politicians, community leaders, criminals, imposters, and even adversaries or enemies are also watching. Determine staffing. PA staffs ensure appropriate staffing and resources, personnel, equipment, and connectivity exist to meet the requirements needed to maintain the platform. They identify primary and alternate PA personnel with social media management tasks, as well as identify procedures to transfer established duties. Research and select social media platforms. PA staffs determine whether efficiently and effectively maintaining and managing a social media account is possible. An audience's demographic determines what platforms work best to reach it. A person's age, occupation, military affiliation, nationality, and education influence the platforms that person visits. Select your name and branding. PA staffs use a logical and easily remembered name that avoids nicknames, call signs, acronyms, or mottos. They include the official United States Army logo and other branded graphics to develop a cohesive identity that supports DA efforts. See the Army Brand Portal website to create an official social media platform. Develop policies, SOPs, and training. PA staffs develop organization-specific social media policies, procedures, and training materials. They ensure the material is readily available and provide training to individuals at all levels of their organization, including family readiness groups.